guys, welcome back to another episode of the Kim. Okay, so from my previous episode, like people told me that my mic tak clear macam my voice tak clear sebab my background punya music lagi kuat. So aku akan try macam berbual dekat dengan mic sebab tak, aku tak biasa lah. Padahal dah biasa semula. Okay, so today's topic, we're going to jump into our hobbies. Yes, hobbies. Hobbies yang benda yang kita suka buat lah, basically. Dulu, masa kita zaman primary school, zaman secondary school, we even had this like small book that tells us about kita punya biodata kan. Macam our name, our birthday, and then what we like to do, our hobbies, that kind of thing. But then as we grow up, korang perasan tak macam like we literally like have no life. I mean for me at least, like what happens is that lepas aku balik kerja, aku dah lepak gila, aku mandi, aku makan, and then just watch some YouTube videos or some podcast, dengar some podcast, some songs or whatever TV, tengok sekejap, and then done, bam, tidur. That's like used to be my routine until like aku realise that like like kau dapat gaji and everything, but you don't really feel you are happy like you have a stable job and everything, but kau bahagia tak? Have you guys like thought about it, the difference between gembira dan bahagia? Now like let's take a step back. Why don't we try to put back our hobbies inside our lives? Not just, I mean like for those working moms or those housewives, not just, I know that some moms, some women, like they felt that, oh, grocery shopping is like my hobby now, I like to do that. Like, because already they put their family first instead of them, kan? They have, we are women, like we do that kind of things. But like I really want us to like sit back and think, like for you yourself, like when was the last time you put makeup like really nice for yourself to go out, not for events or everything. It's just like for you yourself, you enjoy, like if you enjoy doing makeup, then do makeup. Then for boys, like you enjoy fishing, contohnya, like when was the last time you went fishing with your friends or alone? You know, some things, some of the hobbies you like to do it alone or you like to do it with your friends, that kind of things, that small things. It doesn't, you don't really have to do these hobbies like once a week. You can do it every like once every 2 weeks or once a month. Like fill up your life with small hobbies of yours back again. Not just like tengok YouTube videos, tengok TikTok videos. All of that is just like, you know, it's just like it's not memorable enough for you. I mean furthermore, it's not healthy because you're using your phone all the time. Like sakit mata. Like my eyesight like went really bad. Like really bad. Like because I keep looking at phones or TVs or any tablets or any technological form. Now sekarang kita fikir balik, do we have hobbies that don't require technologies? Hobbies macam membaca, ambil gambar, photography. I mean that is technology too, but it's not really like, kau faham kan masa aku? Korang faham tak masa aku? Like You go out and take pictures. You don't just sit down, tengok kat screen, that kind of thing, that kind of hobby. Not that kind. I'm like really go out, tengok scenery, or you could go rock climbing. What else? There's so many things you could do. Like okay, cooking is nice. Cooking pun okay, not bad. Other than that, I don't know. What do you guys think? Like. Like your hobbies, do you guys think about it? Lagi-lagi dah tengah circuit breaker ni kan, why don't kita fikir balik like apa actually kita suka buat? that kind of thing. Because sometimes when work is like shit, work is always shit. And then tu baru pekerjaan tau. Like some of us, we have family problems and everything, all those kind of personal problems. Like do whatever you, I mean like do your hobbies. And korang faham tak maksud aku? Like you do something which is healthy. It's considered like some self-love things, like enjoying your hobbies. So itu yang aku nak cakap hari ni. Apa hobbies korang? Like for me, as an introvert, I'm an introvert, so I like reading books, I like writing novels, I like to, oh, I like to cook. What about korang? Like some of my friends, like dia suka memancing, so he would always go memancing on a weekend. So dia punya hobby is dia buat on a weekly basis. So he went to memancing dengan dia punya kawan-kawan, dengan dia punya clique. Then some of us like, like they really like to go like try new food places, tempat-tempat makanan yang baru. Tu untuk orang yang ada duit lah. Orang yang tak ada duit sangat tu, apa kata kau masak? Joking, sorry. Aku pun tak kaya, so aku tak keluar makan all the time. Ya, aku mau tu masak. Ya. So what about you guys? What are your hobbies? Sebab kadang-kadang kan, all these small hobbies yang kita buat, it really could take our mind off certain things. Certain things that are really heavy. Macam bila kau fikir pasal stres kerja, kau fikir pasal masalah keluarga kau, your own personal problems, kau dengan kau ke, problem kau dengan best friend kau ke, dengan matai kau, dengan laki kau ke, you know, with anybody like you have problems with. Sometimes like spending time alone or with your other friends, doing your hobbies, like main bowling, it really like you are really doing yourself a favor. So instead of just watching the TV, updating your favorite drama. Aku tak cakap korang tak boleh tengok TV. Go ahead. I mean like there is something to look forward, especially kalau ada drama Melayu kan, like every weekday. Like contohnya from Monday to Friday, kau boleh update dengan kau punya Malay drama ke Korea drama, anything you like. Go ahead. Then we end you, try to do a hobby that is off screen. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like there's so much to see in this world. Korang faham tak? Aku berbual macam like apa eh, aku macam berbual tak, podcast aku ni kan macam khas untuk like sebelum tidur kau dengar, biar like kau reflect, and then you just like went to bed thinking about it. I mean I'm trying to do that kind of thing, but I guess like entah eh, apa korang rasa? Whatever it is, I hope you guys could continue to listen to me. Okay, so I guess that's the end of today's topic about our hobbies. Renung-renungkan dan selamat beramal. Selamat beramal. I mean like renung-renungkan lah. Just think about it. Like what are you guys doing with life so far? Like are you guys doing it for, I don't know, just for responsibility, or you guys need to do some self-love? I mean all of us do. I mean like all of us should remind ourselves to do some self-love, because kalau kita tak buat self-love, siapa lagi? Betul tak? See you guys in the next episode.